Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Reached the 9 o'clock hour. We're continuing on until 10 o'clock. So we've appreciated the conversation so far and the way that things have gone. So we're just going to continue that. We're going to keep that rolling with Andrew and Hatfield to lead things off on The Fanatic. What's up, Andrew?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great.
Okay, great. So, yeah, I appreciate the time. I just wanted to say that I just trying to get to those that really focus on the rioting and looting aspect of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of really going to the heart of what the real problem is. And I want all of your viewers to know, like, racism, white privilege, a broken criminal justice system, leaders that enable injustice to continue. It's all real. And it's killing our neighbors. And it will continue to kill our neighbors unless we demand change and we hold our leaders accountable.
Agreed. Yeah, I don't think that there's been a whole lot of resistance on that, Andrew. My question is, why can't we keep that in mind while also condemning people that are beating people up and stealing stuff?
Because we have the opportunity to talk about something that has been within our history. Rioting and looting is just a small temporary symptom that's going to pop up and it will continue unless we start to actually use your platform. And all these media networks have to use their platform to actually show what the problem is. Let's shed light on the 30,000 police units and offices around this country that need to be reexamined. Let's talk about the president that wants to be divisive.
Time out, Andrew. The thing is, if the implication is that unless we have this conversation, that the riots and stuff are going to continue, that is literally like having a negotiation with people who will commit violence. And it doesn't seem to me, based on the people who've been arrested for looting and rioting and stuff, that they care about the cause to begin with.
Interesting. And I guess you're not really understanding the point. We have an opportunity to focus. Yes, of course, use your platform to condemn the violence, condemn rioting. And yes, of course. But you have to prioritize the fact that a man was killed and they're being killed weekly, right? That's what we need to talk about. What can we do to change that?
Well, we've certainly been talking about that. I mean, that is the way that we started the show, Andrew, is that that is objectively evil. And not only that, I haven't gotten any pushback on it at all. There's not been one person who's said to me on social media or on the phones that what happened was not a tragedy, the change doesn't need to happen, and that police officer doesn't need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Like, I'm trying to figure out where the disagreement is here that we have.
The disagreement is the prioritization of focusing on the looting and the rioting versus all of the systemic problems that are causing the looting and the rioting.
They're not problems that are causing the looting and the rioting. Look up on Fox 11, which is Los Angeles. They tracked down a looter who broke into the store. They asked him if it had anything to do with what happened in Minnesota. He said, "Nah, man, I just wanted shoes."
But who cares?
You're telling me to focus on the reason. He told you what the reason is. That's what I'm telling you. Also, I will not be told what to prioritize. I'm smart enough to call out evil when I see it. Like when an unarmed man is killed in an act of police brutality. Evil. Called out under the carpet. You can't tell me to forget about small business owners getting beaten up, having their stores broken into, bricks thrown through the window, Molotov cocktails, and having stuff taken from the store. Like, how does getting a Nordstrom purse out of Nordstrom's, how does that help you to further your cause? That's what I'm saying, man. If you're not willing to, like, outright condemn looting, rioting, and violence, and the reason why is because there's other stuff going on, that's not good enough for me. There's been zero, absolutely zero ambiguity on where I come down on George Floyd and police brutality in general. People that commit those acts deserve to be fully prosecuted, severely, harshly dealt with. And if there are reforms that we can enact to limit any further exposure or any further crimes that are committed that way, I want to pursue them. I want to see them. But that doesn't mean that I can just totally ignore the fact that people's livelihoods are getting destroyed. And, oh, it's Target. They can afford it. That's a mega corporation. Not if the Target never reopens and the people who worked there and relied on that place for their livelihoods to put food on the table for their families never get to go back to work there. I'm sorry. Like, you can't tell me that my eye is on the wrong thing because I can pay attention to more than one thing at once. I can walk and chew gum at the same time. So can you. So can all of us. Joe in the Northeast is next on The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm hanging in. How are you?
Man, you're on a good subject tonight. I've been thinking about for the past few days.
Oh, good. I'm glad you could join the conversation, man.
The people out there that's looting and all this business here, they're opportunists, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to get something for nothing. And my question is, I wonder how many of them are illegals. They ain't got nothing, so they're looking to get something. But for the most part, I'm coming from the grocery to pick up something I'm making at home.
You know, thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. Sorry, I think that we're towing the cursing line there, so we're going to end up on the right side of that. But Joe, to your point about voting to enact change, I think that is something that is unbelievably important, and I would say a natural extension, a natural progression of the way that things have to go. If you're going to peacefully protest, then I think that naturally speaking, we're going to have to look at what do you do after you're in the streets? And what is the implicit, not necessarily a threat, but what is the statement that you're making by being there? It's, I want to see change enacted. I want to see whatever it is, standards change, laws change, whatever. Or I will replace you with someone who will, with my vote, who will act in my best interests. That's why local government is so unbelievably important. Voting in local elections is so unbelievably important. Because that is where your vote, you can really enact change if you band together with yours. People who feel like you. People who share a cause with you. And I mean, based on what I've seen, there is fertile ground for change in that everyone wants to see justice for George Floyd. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Reach out to Tyler Zuli as well, at Tyler Zuli. Let's go to David in Roxborough next on The Fanatic. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Oh, well, first off, I'm in my mid-20s. I'm a white guy in my mid-20s, so that's like this is just my prerogative from like where I'm seeing. I try to be as sympathetic as I can because I've never experienced oppression or like racism in my life towards and prejudice towards me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it feels, but I just look at it this way. People are like, I don't like seeing the looting and rioting. Why can't they do a peaceful protest? Well, Colin Kaepernick tried a peaceful protest and the president called them SOBs and he got blackballed out of the league. And like, what do you want them to do sometimes? Like people sometimes holding hands and singing Kumbaya, you have to hold the government's foot to the fire. Like, what change needs to happen? And the peaceful protests weren't working. People got told that was the wrong way to go about it. And so, like, sometimes riots in this country, riots brought about 5-day work weeks and unions. So, and riots expedited the civil rights bill. So, it's horrible to see. And I do feel for the mom and pop stores. I could care less about the corporations that get damaged. But
what about the people who work at the corporations where that location's never going to reopen?
They're never going to reopen?
Yeah, if you, for instance, like evidence suggests if a Walmart gets broken into and looted, a Walmart will not reopen in that same location.
Again, you know, that's a valid point. Like, you feel for those people
a lot of the people are already out of work with the whole COVID thing. And, and you try to be sympathetic to like everybody, but like what change wasn't happening with the peaceful protests over the last 5 or 6 years where this was getting ramped up. So what's the next step then? And Tyrone was talking about it today. He's like, all right, if that, what's the option that makes me safer for my life then? Give me the
answer.
I don't have it.
But that to me, that is also like a false binary, meaning like, all right, well, by the way, I'm not entirely on board with the idea that peaceful protests haven't done anything in the country, because I think that they have, especially in this arena. But if even if I'm willing to accept that, then the other choice is riots and looting, criminal behavior that do effectively muddle the message in the same way that people who said that Colin Kaepernick was protesting the flag or hated all cops and all this other. The message got convoluted.
Because good point. They both muddled the process. I get what you're saying.
That's my and David, I think that you and I are on the same team in terms of recognizing that what happens is evil and wanting to see change. It, both in the way that people look at the world, but also in what happens to people who commit acts like that. I think that that is where the focus needs to remain versus like if the riots don't do anything in terms of changing people's opinions, which I don't know how stealing an iPhone or a flat screen TV or something like that makes people think that, oh, wow, maybe we should really be considering, you know, what the message is of the peaceful protesters. Yeah, what I would say is, well, what's the solution? Even if I don't know what the solution is, I know that that's probably not it, considering it is not sympathizing people to the cause and it's muddying the message.
Yeah, and I do totally get like your point there. So I guess I'm saying like, I understand the just unrequited anger. I get where it's coming from, and I can't say how I don't know how I'd act in that situation if I was a minority that whose people were just getting brutalized by the people supposed to protect us, and like it would make me really angry too. And I don't like seeing crime happen, but just like I almost understand it. Like when people are like have their back to the wall and they feel like they're at the end of the rope and no one's coming to help them, like they just feel like they lash it out.
David, I appreciate your perspective, man. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate the back and forth and the dialogue. The other thing that I'd say is that if we're saying that the system doesn't work and that the system is failing George Floyd, well, I mean, the cop's been arrested. I would say that it hasn't happened yet, so it might not. I anticipate that the other officers who were involved are also going to be brought up on charges. That's what I anticipate. It hasn't happened yet, and it might not happen. I don't know for sure, but that's what my best guess would be. And there's video evidence that will be presented. There's conflicting coroner's reports, but at least one says that it was asphyxiation that did it, and both say that it's a homicide. Like, I don't think that the system has failed George Floyd yet, if you're looking for justice for George Floyd. Now, if you want to have the conversation about whether that should have happened in the first place, my honest, kind of sad, honestly, answer is that I don't know if there is a system that you could possibly have that will stop evil people or evil actions from happening to people. I just don't think that that exists. But the best that we can do is to deter that as best we possibly can and to deal with it swiftly, harshly, and accordingly when it does rear its ugly head. And I know that might not be what people want to hear. People might want to say, like, we've got to find the system that's a utopia. We've got to find a system where something like this will never happen again. I don't know that is possible as long as people have hate in their hearts. Let's go to Sal in West Philly next on The Fanatic. What's up, Sal?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing, man?
Good, good. Kudos to the last caller, George. They hit a lot of solid points. I just want to call it. It seems like you're prioritizing more of merchandise and things that can be replaced over life.
No. I think that answering evil with evil is never the answer.
Yeah, I totally disagree with the looting and the rioting. I think that does diminish the purpose of what we're going through anyway. But as far as like the system being broken, and try to fix it. I don't think there is a fix. The system has been broken for years, and it's never going to be fixed, because when we do rally a riot, everything's focused on the negative. Everything gets pushed away from the main reason why we're actually doing the protest, the peaceful protest, the looting, the rioting, the violence. Everything doesn't coincide with one another, but...
Well, Sal, doesn't the violence take away from what the peaceful protesters are trying to do? So that's kind of my point. And the other thing is that, like, the officer hasn't been acquitted, right? Like, he got fired and he got arrested. I'm just not convinced that justice isn't going to happen for George Floyd. It is when I say a tragedy, one of the saddest things in the world to see a human life end, especially the way that George Floyd's did. I wish that it hadn't happened. I wish there was any way to stop that from happening. But the second best thing is justice.
So you go to George Floyd, then you go to Philando Castillo, the same thing. You know, it's so many names that hashtag that fall under police brutality and lives lost. You know, George Floyd just happened to be the last person that everybody was knowing the outrage because the cop wasn't arrested. But the cop was acquitted for Philando Castillo.
And fired, but I know that that's not a satisfying resolution.
Right. I mean, if you commit a crime, it should be held to the highest standards of the law.
Understood.
You know, that's just my opinion. I just wanted to call in. Great show tonight, great topic. I think this is the way we have to do. We have to have open, honest conversation, and kudos.
And thank you, Sal. And you know what? I think what makes it work is that if we approach it from an honest perspective, you know where I am, I know where you are, and we're not mixing it up. So I appreciate you. Thank you very much, man. Right. I appreciate that. There's Sal joining us here. And I think that's what it is. That's why at the beginning of the show, Tyler, I thought it was important to establish a baseline of, like, let's find the common ground where we all are, and then we'll figure out where the disagreements are. If there's someone who wants to prioritize funding for police officers, someone who wants to emphasize education, whatever. Like, I think that there are, if we're all working towards the same goals, then conversation can be productive. I don't think that if someone has evil in their heart and they disagree with one of these basic three things that we're talking about, that, like, looting and rioting is wrong, that the right to peacefully protest is borderline sacred, something that should be protected at all costs. And also, what happened is one of the most unspeakable acts of evil that you could possibly imagine on the earth. Like, if you are in line with all of that, then I think that we can have a conversation about how to improve and how to grow. But if not, you know, I'm not sure how much common ground we're going to find moving forward if our foundation isn't operating in the same way.
I will say this: there's a lot of people tonight that have said that, you know, the riots and the looting are directly correlated, and I think that there is some merit to it, to say that the entirety of our country has been predicated on oppression and keeping the black community down. That's how this country has operated for far too long. And I think that the peaceful protests have been ignored for far too long. And I am wondering, and I'd like to know what people believe. I'm wondering if there's a group of a majority of people or a thought process that says peaceful protesting has gone on. We've tried it. It didn't work. And this is what we are turning to now. And if that's the case, while I don't believe that looting and rioting is correct, I understand that the reason behind it is because the community does not feel like they've been rightfully helped, rightfully represented, and peaceful protest has failed to the point that this has to happen.
Well, so completely valid. My concern is if the issues with the system in particular, to have rioting and looting and stuff like that and saying that the system has failed before a verdict is delivered is extremely disturbing to me.
Well, and I think the problem is that a lot of people are looking at this as this particular instance, this particular murder, which is awful, gruesome, horrible. We all agree on that. I think a lot of people are looking at it at this particular murder and saying, well, why is the rioting and looting happening if that there's not been, you know, the correct justice handed down yet, but it seems to be coming. And I think that that is hurting the cause of the black community, because there are hundreds of other examples to say that justice was not served and it was not properly done, that this isn't a isolated incident. This is one of many, many, many incidents that have caused a breaking point. It's just broken the levee. And I believe that that might be the feeling for a lot of people in the African American community, that this one murder, heinous, wrong, but it's one of so, so many that have gone either totally unjustified or underjustified so severely that this was just the one that was the breaking point.
So I would never ever tell people how to feel about things, but I know that my perspective was altered. I was pleasantly surprised. You know, with when it comes to this kind of stuff, the tragic thing is that you know all of their names. Like, if people brought up names of people who have been killed by acts of police brutality, you recognize a lot of them. In more than you would think, or at least more than I think, I don't want to attribute it to you, there were more cases of justice being fulfilled than I anticipated that there would be, which is not 100%, and obviously we should work towards 100%. That is something that I don't think is a bad sign. I think that when you see police officers who are acting in a brutal way, who do get punished, I think that that is a step towards progress. And it, I can assure you, it has happened. It has happened. Does that mean that it's perfect? Does that mean that the system is great or even good? I'm not willing to go that far. But as we're keeping our eye on the ball here, as so many people are, that this murder and murders like it are tragic and need to be dealt with accordingly, I also have enough brain space to recognize people looting and rioting and committing acts of violence against people that literally have had nothing to do with, in most cases, anything that has gone on. That's wrong as well. Not worse, wrong as well. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. We're going to get to Eric, we're going to get to Brian, and then it can be you. It's the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. We're together until 10 o'clock. I've enjoyed the conversation so far, and I've appreciated everybody who has climbed aboard the phone lines, shared their thoughts, shared their perspectives, and continued to have what I think is pretty thought-provoking and meaningful discussion. So these are the conversations that I hope will, you know, change opinions and change minds, not just here, but nationwide. So I appreciate you guys, everyone who's been involved, who's called in and shared what you have to bring to the table. Let's go to Eric and Glenside next on The Fanatic. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing today, man?
Okay, I'm hanging in. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the voting, man.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, talk about voting, man. I just think some of us ain't educated on voting. Like I know to vote for the regular president, but I think it starts with the lower guys, and I think a lot of us don't know any, you know, like the state representatives, I mean, and the judges, and you know that protecting these cops. I mean, you know, we need to know those type people to be voting, you know?
Well, you know what, Eric? And certainly, I would never say that the national elections don't matter, because they absolutely do. But, like, in terms of what impacts you on a day-to-day life, taxes, police, fire department, all that other kind of stuff. That's all local. You're absolutely right. That's something that even if you're not interested in voting in the national elections, you'd absolutely be all in on your local elections.
Yeah, man, I think it's important, man. And I think once we understand that and we can get some of these guys, scumbags that's doing these laws, you know,
yeah,
it's crazy. That's all I wanted to say, bro. You're doing a good job, man.
Eric, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. It's not an easy conversation to have, but like, truthfully, I think the change is uncomfortable a lot of times. And Eric brings up a point that is unbelievably relevant, and I would say directly related to protesting and demonstrating for your causes, right? If you are protesting and demonstrating, there is an inherent message being sent to police commissioners, being sent to city council members, being sent to mayors, being sent to governors, that something, in this case, police brutality against African Americans, people of color, minorities, has been unacceptable, and we are showing you through solidarity, through peaceful protest, our First Amendment right, that it is not acceptable, and the inherent message is that you'd better do something or we will replace you with someone who will. It is a powerful message. For people to say that peaceful protests have not accomplished anything, it saddens me. Because, I mean, you look at what has happened. I do not believe that riots took things from the way that they were in the 50s and 60s to the way that they are now. It's good ideas winning out over bad ideas, or in some cases, evil ideas. Evidence, I would say, is that this is something I talked about yesterday that I don't like, but it's something that had to be said. I think that if you asked anyone about domestic violence, pro athletes or non-pro athletes, doesn't matter. But you asked anybody about domestic violence, people are like, it's a terrible thing. But your spur to action and your opinion changes when you see Ray Rice dragging her out of the elevator, right? I don't know why there always has to be a video, why there always has to be something so in your face that you couldn't possibly not pay attention anymore. It is one of the travesties that you can't just hear something. I don't know if we've gotten so desensitized that people can tell you something and you don't feel it in your core. After watching, and I would say that most of the country now has seen this, the conversations become hard-hitting. The discussions become more earnest. And sometimes it does spur people to action when something like what happened to George Floyd happens. I wish that sometimes people writ large, everybody, didn't need to have something like that happen to jolt them. But I believe that something like that, coupled with the conversations that we're having today, move hearts and minds more than saying, see, people who are beating up mom and pop shops and stealing TVs and clothes and stuff like that, man, those people are really bringing people around to the cause. I just don't think so. I don't think that you can answer violence with violence and expect anything other than violence, because there's nothing else in that equation. Instead, I think that what's been happening across the country, by and large, peaceful protests and demonstrations, and the pressure to vote, I would anticipate that at least some good's going to come out of this. Brian in Plymouth Meetings next on The Fanatic. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Joe. And yeah, man, great. You guys are, and everybody at the station, you guys have all really stepped up in a difficult situation. And you're doing great work across the board.
Appreciate that, Brian. Thank you.
Also, I mean, great stuff from Lance, as always. I mean, he had a really good personal anecdote of, you know, how it's necessary to be kind of pragmatic if you're trying to get something done. I mean, it's easy to react because that's what makes you feel better in the moment. You know, as a red-blooded man, when I saw that video, I wanted to, you know, beat down that cop, and, you know, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just your natural reaction, but that's not that violence. You know, violence really never solves anything.
Right.
In my opinion. And fortunately, I've not thrown a punch since I was like 14 years old in anger.
No, well, there you go.
Actually, the closest the two times were with other Eagles fans in the Vet and the Link when they when guys had stupid racist things to say about Donovan. But
well, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sal, who had just called, let's say, open out on this conversation, and this is what I wanted to talk about mainly. Like, it's just so important. Daryl Morey says, like, when he hires people, he looks for people with strong opinions that are lightly held, meaning that you can passionately argue your point but without being dogmatic, and you're willing to accept different facts and change your mind and think about it.
Sure.
And, you know, it's good to just air, you know, if people... for whatever reason, like if somebody says something that other people don't agree with or that's clearly wrong, but it's just because they're not educated about it, like it's better to talk it through with them instead of, you know, we've got cancel culture nowadays where instead of just jumping all over that person where they probably would just end up feeling, you know, whatever, and just retreat, maybe just go back in the hole, or, you know, mm-hmm. it could react a whole bunch of ways and none of them are productive.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, with the guy who just called in about voting, this has been a thing for me for a very long time. I mean, I always vote, primary, whatever, you know. I feel like TV has given us, and it's been a long-standing problem, but, like, we have an outsized importance of national versus local.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody knows who the president is. I think very few people can name those on their school board or whatever.
Sure.
And, you know, it's tougher to tackle these problems at the national level. It just ends up being, like, super politicized, like passing laws that can't possibly be enforced, as opposed to, you know, if people really... And it's also tough, too. I mean, people have so little time on their hands nowadays, and you're working, you're,
right,
you know, getting your kids, like, who's got time to attend a school board meeting or whatnot? But yeah, it would be so helpful if people would get more involved in local politics.
Well, I think Tyrone had a fantastic suggestion. Brian, thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. When Tyrone said that you should just find what is the most important to you, an issue or two issues, three issues, we have Google at our disposal. Most of the time, it is relatively easy to find what each candidate feels about your issue, whatever your issue is, and vote on your issues. Because I agree with Brian, like I think that local government is so important that, you know, it's something that impacts your life on a day-to-day basis. And that's why I look at it as, you know, at least as important as voting in your national elections. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. We do have a couple of open phone lines as this conversation continues. All the time. Neurotic tweets in. Had to comment and listen all the time. If you say the looting and the riots take away from the cause, you're not seeing the big picture. America responds to violence when non-minorities see it. You say should a lot. I should be able to go outside and not fear cops every day. I agree. You should be able to not fear cops every day. 100%. I don't know how you could say that looting and rioting don't take away from the cause. Because literally the focus shifts to what criminals are doing, as opposed to really being forced to engage with the message. It's the same thing that happened with Colin Kaepernick, where instead of being forced to engage with the message of police brutality against people of color, because either A, he was, what people are saying, trying to hijack a multi-million dollar broadcast to get his message across, or whether he's wearing this or he's wearing that or whatever, the message gets muddied that way, and then people don't have to engage with the actual meat of it. It's the same thing as when people use like ad hominem attacks and don't have to contend with what the person is actually saying. That's what I mean by saying that it takes away from the cause, because I've got to be completely honest with you. Lawmakers, mayors, governors, they're focused on stopping looting and rioting. How do you do that? Through the National Guard and through force, through the police. You know, the people that people are pointing to and saying that we have a problem with police, they're the ones who are now diverting their attention to looting and rioting instead of having to grapple with the actual issues. That's why I do not believe that violence works when it comes to trying to further an idea. That's intellectual bullying, and it is not something that will stick relative to changing people's minds and forcing them to look at themselves and try to figure out why they would possibly be standing in the way of a road to lessen police brutality or to more strictly punish police brutality. So that's why I say that. 610-632-0975. More of your phone calls next. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Before we get back to the phones, one more quick tweet from Neurotic. Talking about letting the distractions work. You know, intellectual bullying is what I'm buying into by acknowledging that the looters, that my focus shifts to the looters. Tyler, significant question. Let me ask you. Do you believe that I am distracted? Do I sound distracted from what happened to George Floyd because there's looting going on? Is that the message that I'm delivering?
I don't believe you are distracted. I don't entirely agree with your point of view that you've
don't
said today,
to.
But I don't think you've been distracted tonight. I think you've laid out your feelings and your emotions and your point succinctly, and you have the platform to do just that. You've not said, I don't think you've said anything terribly, terribly wrong. I just don't happen to agree with you. So to say distracted, no, I don't think so.
So, and that's all. Nobody has to agree with everything that I'm saying. That's obviously not a prerequisite based on what we've had conversations wise. It's not a prerequisite to make it on the show or to have me engage with you or anything like that. That's not the way that I operate. But I will definitely take exception with the idea that anything going on and me condemning violence like looting and rioting, which, by the way, I'm not entirely convinced has anything to do with the actual cause based on the information that I've seen.
Well, and
takes
that,
away from the message.
That I agree with you on that extent. I'm not saying that looting and violence is a good thing. I'm not saying. I'm just I am trying to lay out my point that there is probably a reason behind it in certain situations. Like the one you said in L.A. is just a bad situation because that person was really stupid. I think that there are, in certain instances, this being the effect of a cause.
Interesting. So, but what about, I guess my question is then, what about the person in Pittsburgh, 20-year-old kid who turned himself in, who literally turned the riots violent
right
on his own?
Another
it's an enemy of
bad,
the cause.
Yeah, it's a bad instance and a bad person. I don't know if I don't believe that is the entirety of why things are happening.
Okay. Okay. By the way, demonstrations and protests should be happening. That is 100% what should be happening. Asa Khalif says, I'm completely out of touch with black and brown pain. If that's the case, first of all, I think that I've tried to do what I can. Pretend that I don't have any idea and that I can't possibly even empathize. Pretend that I can't even pretend that I care. What about what I've said tonight and the solutions that I've proposed and the focus that I've said where we should be focusing on getting justice for George Floyd? I guess I'm failing to understand where our disagreement is, even if you think that I'm completely out of touch. Which, by the way, I think that you can be in touch even if you've never experienced it. I think that, you know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I have a heart, man. Like, I'm a compassionate person. And I think that the conversations today have kind of lended themselves to that. But maybe not. We'll see. Let's go to Shane and Chalfont next on The Fanatic. Hey, Shane.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay, how are you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing all right. I'm going to preface this with like a side note, right? I don't know you. I don't know your views necessarily because I haven't listened to all of what was going on tonight, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Okay.
But, you know, I started listening to I think before the last break, you were talking about, you know, your views on what's going on, right? And I kind of side with the other cohort. I'm sorry, I don't know the name, and I'm really crappy with names.
That's okay. Yeah, Tyler.
So,
yep.
Yeah. So Tyler, I feel like I'm on Tyler's side a little more, right?
Uh-huh.
I want to make a conversation happen because I'm white and I don't know what the hell's going on, right? When it comes to like how people feel, right?
Well, how do you feel about what's going on?
Well, I feel like about what you said recently kind of invalidated how the black communities feel a little bit. Cause I've lived in Philly for years and I was there and it kind of, like when that response comes that like, oh, we're going to talk about looting now, it feels like you're deflecting it.
No. But I think that we can all be smart enough to keep, like, I don't think that we can only hold one thing in our brain at once.
Yeah, no, and I don't think you're a bad person or anything, man. This is the whole thing, right? There's no like ill feelings towards you, right? But let's say like someone was, put through years of physical trauma, right? Or mental and emotional trauma.
Uh-huh.
You know, most people don't turn out the best because of that. That happened like statistically.
Okay.
So imagine you were being threatened like by a parent or something and something goes wrong, right?
Okay.
And you tell someone about your story and you talk to them about this abuse and you say, hey, the solution is to get therapy, do all this stuff. Well, you know, on the massive scale, right, if you think about how the abuse of the black communities have been going on, right, it hasn't been solved. Nothing's been changed, right?
Since when?
And that's why.
Nothing's been changed since when?
I don't think it's right that, you know, no one that I talk to about this thinks that the looting is right, but that's not the point, kind of. The point is that we, as a people, should be together that, you know, Black Lives Matter first, honestly.
Well, so honestly, like, Shane, so just simple. Do you condemn it then? If you don't think it's right, do you think that it should stop and that you condemn it?
The looting should stop, but that's a normal thought that a normal empathetic person should have.
You that's all I'm saying. That's I would never. And if it's coming across this way, Shane, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Like, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I would certainly not prioritize that over what happened to George Floyd or the cause writ large. If we're looking at it like this is the latest in a pattern of behavior, there's no way that I would put a flat screen TV or some windows in front of someone's life. That's not the case. My problem is if we're not going to categorically dismiss it, like you said, a reasonable person would say that's not something that should be happening, period, because it's illegal, because it's violent, because it's wrong. That's it. I think that that is okay, and then we can just move on. If it's not going to be denied, then all of a sudden I have questions about, are we even on the same team? Are we operating with the same set of rules? Or are we just like picking and choosing what's right and wrong based on what's convenient for us versus what's good for the country? I don't think the instances of police brutality are good for the country. That's what I mean. I think that it should be addressed. So to answer, you've never been black in America. I have not. I think instances of police brutality are awful against people of color. I think it's bad for the country. Period. That's what my experience is. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Sam in Norristown next on The Fanatic. Hey, Sam. Sam.
Hello, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I do like some of the things that last caller had to say.
Okay.
You know, it's just altogether sad that everything has actually come to this. You know, it's the whole country is inflamed right now. You know, this has been going on for a long time, and we got kind of numb to young black people dying at the hands of police officers and other strangers.
It's tragic. That should not happen.
Yeah. You know, and this is, you know, the overflow of all that pent-upness. I'm really, you know, at a point where I would like to know what's next. You know, I live in the suburbs. I'm out here in Norristown. I grew up in Malvern. You know, I experienced racism my whole life. And then, you know, I had some friends that were racist, but they were the ones that would protect me when other things that would seem to happen. So it's weird. I don't know. This country needs to heal. We all need to respect each other. But this looting, you know, this looting has got to cease. People need to go home and think about what they really did. You know, we're going through this COVID epidemic. Our economy is already messed up. Now we made it even worse. And they're going to blame the black people for that. Don't think that that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but people say vote. I mean, historically, I'm only 50 years old. And in my short time, you know, I've seen a lot of things. You know, things have gotten better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will even say this. When Obama was president, there were more black men getting shot by police than there ever was.
Mm.
And nothing happened. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, Sam, it's tough. Sorry, man, we're up against it here. I know. It is not easy to navigate. By the way, I'm glad that this tweet was deleted, saying that I haven't heard you. You have no problem condemning violence in the streets. I haven't heard you address police violence and call law enforcement out on their violence against black and brown people. I'm glad that that tweet was deleted, because that just means that literally you didn't listen to the show. Just didn't listen to a thing. So I appreciate you deleting that tweet, Asa. Ian, I'm sorry that we didn't get to you. I've just run out of time here. We're up against it. So I'll get to you next time. Tyler Zuli and everybody else, thank you very much for your contributions to the conversation. I'll be back on the airwaves on Thursday. Hope that you and yours stay safe, happy, healthy as best we can in these times. Take care of each other. Stay home. Stay safe. It has been the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.